Hello and welcome back to Mighty Reds, the show where we get the chance to hear from some of our younger contributors on some of the biggest talking points in football. And I'm joined this week yet again by Harrison Worden, Tom Whittaker as usual, and then Belinda Barty making her Mighty Reds debut. She's in Liverpool for 1 week only. How are you finding being in the city?
Yeah, it's good. The Anfield Reps offices is like, you know, it's a dream.
I didn't tell her to say that, can I just say? And Harrison's drinking a cup of tea that can only be described as, I don't know,
it's disgusting. Nice, ignore it. Chatting rubbish as usual. It's actually nice.
What colour would you describe that as?
I don't know. But
it basically looks
beige, sand, like, yeah. Sand. But it's a bit milky, yeah. But it's nice.
Okay, well, interesting. Tom's just being normal. So Tom,
I'm just chill, aren't I?
You're just living life.
Know,
you're just living life.
Just cool as they come.
There's been a lot of talk in recent weeks and months about managers and managerial decisions in the Premier League, our future manager, what makes a good manager, and also the news that Gerrard has left Rangers to move to Aston Villa. So we're just going to dig a bit deeper into all of that today. But first of all, I just want to look a bit at the Premier League and European football, and 13 managers have already lost their jobs across Europe's top division. And we're not even halfway through the season. Harrison, what's going on? Why is the life expectancy of managers just getting shorter and shorter and shorter every year?
I don't know, it's weird, isn't it? I was thinking that I didn't realise that many went. It's weird, especially from a club like Liverpool, where from what we've known is managers tend to be the main people in the club, don't they? So some clubs you'd say players are over manager, but in Liverpool it's always the manager comes first. So I don't know what's happening with the other clubs. I don't know if it's social media and that has an effect as well, where, like, momentum. Because you look at social media in Liverpool's circumstance, where, say, Ginny and Adams are the same thing, where social media fans are different to the fans actually in the ground. And I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but it does seem to be getting shorter and shorter. Watford, for example, they're ruthless when it comes to managers. And managers do need time and to improve players and build bonds. And it's not the easiest thing in the world. There's so many different, like, styles of play and people in terms of managers, the way they manage players, there's so many different like ways of doing it, and so it takes time to build your own philosophy, but right now it doesn't look like they're getting time, and it is weird and it's dead ruthless.